Kia ora, ko moe awa tamanui France and tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Financial literacy will be added to the school curriculum from 2025 if Labour is returned to government. Leader Chris Hipkins says fewer than one in five schools cover the topic, and a Retirement Commission study found 80% of young people wish they had learnt more about money at school. He says the party is concerned at the lack of budgeting skills among school leavers. Financial literacy will start in primary school, but it will be taught mainly through math and social science in secondary school.
It's about making sure that young people understand how to be good with money. When they go out and they get a job, they need to understand about opening a bank account, they need to understand what interest rates can do, they need to understand debt. Too many of our young people are getting themselves into debt without fully understanding what it is that they're getting themselves into.
Also, the National Party has announced its party list for the 14 October election, with its two Māori seat candidates well down the list. Shane Detti, who is trying to regain the Whangārei electorate, is the highest Māori on the list at number 4. Hamilton West MP Tama Pōtaka is at 24, and five places behind at 29 is Dale Stevens, who's running in Christchurch Central, which is a 14,000 vote Labour majority. That's two places ahead of List MP and Te Tai Hauauru candidate Harete Hipango at 31. With more than a dozen MPs needing a list position in front of her, and a lot of national-held or winnable seats lower down, Ms Hipango will be lucky to scrape back to Parliament. Hinurewa Te Hau, who is flying the blue flag in Tāmaki Makaurau, is at 38. The other three candidates with Whakapapa Māori, Dan Bidua in Northcote, David McLeod in New Plymouth, and James Meagher in Rangitata are at 60, 67, 69 respectively, but are all in with a chance of winning those seats. In other news, a Northland iwi has given up waiting for the government to do something about the invasive kaulopa seaweed and started its own eradication program. Ngāti Manuhiri Settlement Trust Chief Executive Nicola McDonald says it's using local boats and divers to remove the seaweed by hand from around Kowo Island, what's been called the foot and mouth seaweed because of its toxic effect on the marine life, is already well established around Aotea Great Barrier. The iwi paid for experts to fly out from California, and their advice was act fast or face disaster.
We've activated the entire coastline, so we're feeling a lot more optimistic. Whereas before, the advice that we were receiving is monitor, observe and watch. Well, while we're doing that, that pest weed is growing and growing in epic proportions.
Nicola McDonald says Biosecurity NZ and Ministry for Primary Industries are now supporting their efforts, but it took Māori to force action. And that's your Wātea English News.